This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump in both restricted and delegation-level formats in Washington. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the US since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Trump. Prime Minister Modi reached Washington in the wee hours yesterday after concluding his successful visit to France. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winters and gathered outside Blair House to welcome the Prime Minister. Later, Prime Minister Modi met U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and discussed strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations. Meanwhile, PM Modi had a meeting with U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Mr. Waltz has always been a great friend of India. He said defense technology and security are important aspects of India-US ties and they had a wonderful discussion around these issues. The PM said there is a strong potential for cooperation in sectors like artificial intelligence, semiconductors, space and more. PM Modi also had a meeting with CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed various issues, including those Mr. Musk is passionate about, such as space, mobility, technology, and innovation. The PM said he talked about India's efforts towards reform and furthering minimum government, maximum governance. Mr. Modi said it was also a delight to meet Mr. Musk's family and to talk about a wide range of subjects. The Joint Committee report on the Work for Amendment Bill 2024 was tabled in both houses of parliament amid opposition protests. Chairman of the Joint Committee, Jagdambika Pal, tabled the report in the Lok Sabha. Opposition members created noisy scenes. Amid the din, Union Home Minister said the BJP has no objection if Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla allows the addition of dissent notes in the report as demanded by the opposition members. Members from Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, TMC and others staged a walkout from the House protesting against the report. Both the Houses of the Parliament went into recess till 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. Earlier in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced Income Tax Bill 2025. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. Speaking on the bill, she said that the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act and it has been simplified for easy comprehension by the common man. The minister also rejected the objections raised by some opposition MPs on the bill. She clarified that the number of sections in the proposed bill is 536, while there were 819 sections in the Income Tax Act 1961. In the Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday replied to the discussion on the union budget. Ms. Sitharaman said the government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations in the union budget 2025-26. The minister said that there is no reduction in the effective capital expenditure as claimed by the opposition. President's rule has been imposed in Manipur days after the resignation of Chief Minister N.B. Rain Singh. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued an official notification in this regard. The notification said that President Draupadi Murmu had received a report from the Manipur governor and after considering the report in exercise of the powers conferred by Article 356 of the Constitution, President's rule has been imposed in the state. World Radio Day is being celebrated yesterday. was celebrated yesterday. The theme for this year's World Radio Day is Radio for Climate Change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion. He said, from news and culture to music and storytelling, radio is a powerful medium that celebrates creativity. On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Akashvani has been a cornerstone of Indian broadcasting since 1936. In tennis, India's Nikki Punacha and Zimbabwe's Courtney Locke advanced to the men's doubles semi-final of the Delhi Open yesterday. They defeated Japan's Kaito Yusogi and Shintaro Mochizuki 6-3, 2-6, 10-5 in the quarterfinal yesterday. The duo is set to face the British-Danish pair of Jay Clark and Johannes Ingildsen in the semi-final today. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has extended warm greetings to people on the auspicious occasion of Shab-e-Barat. The Chief Minister highlighted the spiritual significance of Shab-e-Barat and urged people to embrace the spiritual essence of the occasion and pray for the well-being of all humanity. And that is the end of this news bulletin.